Kesha, pop star survivor. The singer finds her voice again after battling an eating disorder and squaring off in court over sexual assault allegations. The pop star Kesha roared into the scene 10 years ago, infamously rap singing about brushing her teeth with a bottle of Jack Daniels on her braggadocious breakout hit, TikTok. Tapping into the millennial zeitgeist, she earned a reputation as a wild child, unleashing a string of You Only Live Once party anthems, from Your Love Is My Drug to Blow. But the party came to a record-scratching halt in 2014 when the star entered rehab for an eating disorder and sued her producer and record label executive, Dr. Luke Gottwald, 46, alleging he drugged and raped her and emotionally abused her for a decade. Luke denies the allegations and has countersued for defamation and breach of contract. Their bitter lawsuit culminated in a dramatic 2016 hearing in a New York City courthouse where Kesha broke down in sobs as the judge dismissed her request to be released from her contract with Luke. The judge later went on to dismiss Kesha's claims, and she remains contractually tied to the producer whose lawsuit is ongoing. But the turmoil of the past few years is finally in her rear view. You can grow through stuff and come out on the other side swinging, Kesha, who is 32, says now. I want people to know that you don't have to be defined by your past or be a prisoner of something that you had to go through. You're allowed to find happiness. Indeed, Kesha made a triumphant return with her 2017 album Rainbow, which earned 2 Grammy nominations. And now the singer, who is launching her Kesha Rose beauty makeup line, will return to her fun-loving roots with her 4th LP, High Road, due out January 10th. On the last record, I had a lot of serious things to address, says Kesha, but now I'm ready to be joyful and happy and make people feel good with songs that capture my love of life, like Don't Let Tomorrow Get in the Way of Having an Amazing Time Today, because you just don't know how long you have on this earth.